Are you looking for a way to live victoriously in spite of life's daily challenges? Join Kenneth Copeland today on the Believer's Voice of Victory as he reveals a successful way to experience God's rest continuously.
You can sit down, the Word's got you covered. I don't care what the situation is. I don't care who said what. I don't care who came in or who left out. I don't care what they call you, and I don't care who died. I don't care who didn't die. I don't care if they got a war on every side, if the economy's belly up. I don't care. The Word's got you covered. Put a smile on your face and sit down and shut up. Number two. If you knew what to do, this wouldn't be a trial. Number three, sit down, obey Jesus, and shed the cares of this world. Now, here we're going into the meat store. Go over to 1 Peter. Oh, you got to learn how to do this. A lot of you have, more of you need to. 1 Peter chapter 5. Verse 5. You younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. All of you be subject one to another. Now look. And be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. See there, Brother Copeland, I told you that you're just prideful. You just want to go sit down on that throne. And after all, we're just unworthy. We're just sinners saved by grace. We just... lucky to get to go to heaven. There ain't nothing luck about this. Get that lousy word out of your vocabulary anyway. You can trace the word back to Lucifer.
Yes.
Luck and Lucifer.
Yes.
Now look. Be clothed with humility. Now look at verse 6. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Now, here's the way you humble yourself before God, casting all your care upon him, because he cares for you. Be sober and be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, is trying to find a way to devour you. You better do this. This is not optional, because as long as you're carrying it, the grace of God is literally resisting you. You're not walking by grace. You're trying to fix it. You're clothed with pride. You didn't know it is pride. I've heard people say, well, now, Lord, you know, I've never asked anything for myself. Now, that's a reason you ain't got anything, too. Like that was being humble. That's not being humble. That's just dumb and untaught. Now you go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Go over there. And this will give you the process. Verse 3, though we walk in the flesh, we don't war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. Now, that care has gotten in your mind. It's become a stronghold, and you'll think about it without even realizing you're thinking about it. You're in the habit of thinking about it. You're talking about it. You're thinking about it, talking about it, talking about it, thinking about it. It's on your mind all the time. Worrying about it. Casting down imaginations, reasonings, And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. You're going to have to get stirred up, and you're going to have to rebuke every thought that comes to your mind that is even an attempt to get you to carry that care. Listen, are you listening to me? About a year ago, I was going through this same exercise over some things. Just having a big time rolling this care. The Lord said, I mean, just this plain. Now, see, yeah, but Brother Copeland, you a prophet. Well, what are you that you don't qualify to hear the word of the Lord? His sheep know his voice. But to know his voice, he's got to speak. He's speaking all the time. Quit being so dense and you'll hear it. How do you quit being spiritually dense? Listen. Try being quiet. I was just going on, just a praying, just a confessing the word. And just before I knew any of these kind of things, and I thought, I'm just going to be quiet and see if the Lord will say something to me. And I went, right in here, he said, well, it's about time. I couldn't get a word in edgewise. I said, what? Ah! Hallelujah. Thrilled me to no end. I shut up, too. Amen. Right, I was exercising this, casting that care. And he said, I'd just been going through that series on God's will to heal. Just dynamite series Brother Keith preached. And I was studying all of the healings of the Bible. And Jesus and Keith just did a marvelous job in teaching that. And the Lord said, you remember there now what I said to that leper? I said, yes, sir. You said, I will. I said, all right. Now, you just got through exercising my word in 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7. I said, yes, sir. He said, didn't I say in there that I made a demand of you to cast all of your care over on me? I said, yes, sir. He said, wouldn't be right for me to refuse to take that care, would it? I said, no. He said, Kenneth, I will take the care. I said, glory to God. Then he said, Kenneth, I will take care of it. Then I shouted, my God, Jesus said he'd take care of it. That settled it. Then he said, Kenneth, I will be your caretaker. I said, now, Lord, now, expand on that a little bit, because the way we, in the natural way we use that term, he said, I'm talking to you about the same way you use that term. He said, if you have a nice piece of property here and one of your cares is to take good care of this property, you want it taken care of. You don't have time to care this yard. You're not even trained to do that. You're looking for somebody that knows how to take care of this fine grass and this fine shrubbery and this fine piece of property that I gave you. You're not just looking for some hacker to take it over. You're not looking for some kid to just mow the thing. You want it taken care of, right? So what do? You find a caretaker. He said, I am your caretaker. I will take care of the most precious things you have if you roll it over on me. And sit down and shut up and rest. I said, yes, sir. I rolled a care of it over on him, and I refused to go back and pick it up. I refuse. I'm not going to go pick that up. Amen. Now, let me, and I'll get off this point right here. Let me show you something. Now, this is my little clock. Leroy Thompson gave me this clock. And he was using it to preach by there at the church at EMIC. And he gave it to me. And everybody clapped. Well, I rolled that care over on the Lord, and I don't pay no attention to it. Amen. Now, I want to show you something here, Jenny. Now, somebody come up to me and said, Brother Copeland, could I borrow your clock? If you want to talk to anybody about that clock, you're going to have to talk to my granddaughter, Jenny, here about it, because I just cashed it over on her. I didn't say there wasn't a clock. She's got it. I don't have it. You understand? It don't do you any good to talk to me about it. You notice how quick I got it back? It's mine. That's how quick you can get those cares back, too. You go pick them up. They belong to you. You made the mess. And if you want to pick them up, Jesus has no choice but to take his hands off of it. You make your choice. If you want to walk in pride and try to fix it and worry and get sick at the belly over it, well, then you got a real problem here when you come back to get your belly healed, when all the time you've been trying to be God.
That's right.
But now if you'll cast the care and roll it over on the Lord, the stuff in your belly will quit.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm making it as plain as I can get it. Amen. Now, sit down, obey Jesus, and shed the cares of this world. Amen. Number four, sit down saying. Let's look at Psalm 91. You enter into this place. Go ahead and go back there to the book of Hebrews in case you did like I did and closed your book on it. Go back in chapter 4 again because we're going to go back and forth here. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place. He that dwelleth in the resting place. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow, under the covering of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He's my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him do I trust. That's the way you get in there. That's the way you labor to enter into that resting room. Put it in your mouth and don't say anything else. Now, go back over there to the fourth chapter of Hebrews. Seeing then, verse 14, that we have a great high priest that's passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. How do you find the help? The Word's got you covered. You go to the James and you get his wisdom. You obey Jesus and shed the care and receive the grace and sit down with a praise on your lips. I have a Father and He is God. He is the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I will dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. He's my God. And I fear no evil when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Because I dwell in the green pastures beside the still waters. I'm in the secret place, the place of rest. Huh? I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Now, Jesus said, when they despitefully use and persecute you, sow it as a seed. Pray for them. God doesn't want you carrying that care. He doesn't want you trying to retaliate and get that mess in your spirit. He'll retaliate for you. The Bible says in the 12th chapter of Romans, make room for vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Roll the care of it over on him. He knows what they said. He'll deal with them. Yeah, Brother Copeland, but he won't do nothing bad to them. Don't tell him what he'll do and what he won't do. He can handle it any way he wants to. If he wants to turn him into the best friend I ever had, glory to God, I'll have a wonderful friend. But that's not my call. And that's the reason he said, don't you start judging or you'll get judged. You get rid of it. Sit down, obey Jesus, shed the cares. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. You talk about a sweet life to live. You get up every morning thinking, what is he going to do today? Every time the phone rings, whoa! You think this is it. I've been living this way for 41 years, man. And I'm still jumpy. Amen. I mean it. Hallelujah. Now, he is faithful, he's merciful, and he's just. Hebrews 2:17, you're right there. Wherefore, in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. To be faithful to God, he has to be faithful to you. Now turn over to the 43rd chapter of Isaiah. Verse 25, are you there? I am he that blotteth out your transgressions for my own sake and will not remember your sins. I said, Lord, I know I've always had problem with this. Now, not that I don't believe it or argue with it. I believe it. But you said, I blot out your transgressions for my own sake. I said, I know you did it for my sake, but here you said you did it for your sake. Now, what do you get out of it? And hear the word of the Lord. It came leaping back at me. He said, do you want to remember bad things about your children? I said, no. He said, neither do I. That straightened me out on that. But then I said, whoa, now what about this next verse then? Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. You declare that you may be justified. I said, what does that mean then? If you don't want to remember any bad thing about me because I'm your child, what does that mean? He said, Kenneth, I didn't say I kind of don't remember. I almost don't remember. He said, I said, I blot out my mind. I am offering you a blank page in my memory. Now you fill it up with what you want me to remember about you. Man, I shouted as loud as I could, I'm blessed! I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. I'm blessed going in and I'm blessed coming out. I'm blessed in the city and I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. Thank you for not forgetting that. See, you don't want to start in, oh God, I'm just a sorry old bum, no good drunkard. Dear God, I've been trying to quit this old demon liquor all these years. I just, oh God, I know you just can't stand me. Nobody can stand me. Nobody loves me. What do you want him to remember that for? Get over it. Lay it at his feet.
Yep, but I slipped.
Well, go back in there, dum-dum. Forgive me for calling you dum-dum. meathead. Go back. Well, now, wait a minute. Now, whoa, whoa, whoa. Meathead is scriptural. Yes, sir. Huh? What is carnal? Carne. Chili con carne. That's chili and meat. Carnal mind, it is meathead. Aren't you glad you came tonight? Oh, hallelujah. He's faithful and he's just. For him not to forgive you when you released your faith, and for him not to blot out his memory on your transgressions, for him not to do it would be unjust, it would be unmerciful, it would not be true, and it would not be faithful. He would have to lie to God because he promised he would do it. He had to lie to you because it's in his book that he promised he'd do it. Now take him at his word. Now, shed your old religious unworthy skin. Those old sin tags. I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. Dump it. You were an old sinner. You got saved by grace. And now you're a king and a priest with a seat next to royalty himself. Enter into the secret place of the Most High. Unashamed. He's sure not ashamed of you. The scripture said, he's not ashamed to call us his brethren. Oh, but Brother Copeland, I'm just so unworthy. Take that coat off before you go in there. Get rid of all that death talk. You're not going to get to heaven and run into the throne of grace and in the throne room of God and say, whoa, don't this thrill you to death? No. If you're still talking that way and you get to heaven, they're going to send you to school, Bubba. You ain't going around heaven talking like that. Amen. I'm serious. Get rid of it now. Get your faith. Put on the armor of God and stand against the devil. And then slip that armor off. Put on your robe and go in the secret place. And sit down next to him and see him with that smile on his face. And he says, come on in, man. Come sit down here with me, sweetheart. I got your enemies on the run. You just sit here. I'll make them your footstool. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to shout amen.
Does God have a plan for me?
What am I supposed to do with my life?
Now what do I do?
What are your life questions? Discover God's plan for your life and stay on course with it. Kenneth Copeland Ministries introduces Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal, an exciting new curriculum that will help you discover step-by-step God's plan for your life, based on the New York Times best-selling book, God's Master Plan for Your Life by Gloria Copeland. This personal, in-depth Bible study includes a 5-disc DVD video teaching with Gloria, a 5-CD set of the entire teaching, and a one-of-a-kind interactive workbook and journal. Learn practical ways to apply biblical truths that bring answers to your life questions. Connect with God's plan for your life in a deeper way and make your destiny a reality. Order Gloria Copeland's new video curriculum at a special price of $49.95, a 40% savings for the entire curriculum package. Visit KCN.org and order online, or call toll-free 800-575-4455. Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal, a comprehensive study tool will take you into a total immersion experience in God's Word. Order your personal set today.
You know where I'm convinced that most of the trouble in the lives of human beings is not knowing God's plan for their life, and they're on the wrong road. Now, if you're trying to go somewhere and you got on the wrong road, there ain't no telling where you're going to wind up. Amen. You're going to wind up in the wrong part of town. You're going to wind up in places that's dangerous. You're going to wind up in Sickville. You're going to wind up in Broke Valley. Yeah, and all of that. Now, Brother Cooper, you mean if I get on God's plan, I'll never have any more trouble? I didn't say that. But I'll tell you this. When you're in God's plan and you stay on His road, you overcome the trouble that comes against you, and you're in a place of strength instead of a place of weakness, and then you have to try to overcome. So get your hands on God's master plan for your wife. For your life. And by glorious teaching, it is just absolutely marvelous. 5 CDs. 5 DVDs, and the workbook and journal that goes along with it. Praise the Lord. This is really, really good stuff. Let me tell you something. I've lived with her for over 46 years now, and she's qualified to teach this. I can guarantee. You want to know how come we're in the master plan? Right there. Amen. I mean every word I say. She's smarter than I am, and she's strong in the Word, and that's the reason we're so blessed. Praise God. Now, 5 steps to experiencing God's rest. Number 1, sit down, because the Word has you covered. Number 2, sit down. If you knew what to do, it wouldn't be a trial, and God's wisdom is available to you, see. Number 3, sit down and obey Jesus and shed the cares of this world. Number 4, sit down saying what God has said in His Word. Praise God. Number 5, sit down. He's a faithful and merciful high priest. Praise God. God desires, His dream is for you to enter into His rest. Don't carry the cares of this world. Roll all of that care over on Jesus and hold fast to your confession of faith. He is your refuge. He is your strength. Praise God. Father, we thank You for heaven's rest, and we enter into it now by faith in Your Word. Amen. This is Kenneth Copeland reminding you again, Jesus is Lord.
This is the year of fullness of blessing. If you'd like more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries or today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, visit our website at kcm.org or call 800-575-4455.